Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Juan Bell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dickie Thon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sehgi scoops it up and throws to first, with Moyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with Bones covering, for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jaha settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Vaughn moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Yount moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Brunansky moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to third. Thon moves to second. Alan Mills now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Thon scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 4-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Segui is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Segui hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive beyond short. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Reynolds is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tackett hits a pop-up towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky who is chasing the ball. McLemore reaches third base with a triple. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Orioles, 4. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Nilsson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jaha strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Segui is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Segui moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Segui moves to third. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Segui tags and scores. Hewlett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 5, Orioles, 5. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Todd Froworth now pitching. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 2 outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. David Sege, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sege is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sege takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sege. The throw from Nilsson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tim Hewlett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fetters now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Hewlett moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 2 in the game. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Sege scores. Hewlett moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 6-5, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Reynolds moves to third. Tackett moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Mark McLemore, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McLemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Tackett moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Carlos Maldonado now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tackett tags and scores. Anderson tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-5, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Spears now playing right field. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Seghi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Seghi moves to second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Seghi moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seghi scores. Reynolds scores. It's 11-5, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. McLemore goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Froworth covering, for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Brewers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Macy now pitching. Tom Lampkin now playing left field. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. One out. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Seghi takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Macy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seghi moves to second. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tackett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 13, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Brad Pennington now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thon hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to third. Spears moves to second. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Spears scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 13-7, Orioles. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-4 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jaha scores. Nilsson moves to second. It's 13-8, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 8. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.